请我们读哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
1 Corinthians chapter 2
第一节
verse 1。
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
Now when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
这里神的奥秘在原文是神的见证。
Here in the original is the testimony of God.
所以我照着这个翻译我再读一遍。
So I will read it once again.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的见证。
And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹都知道，我们这次大会的题目是神的见证，耶稣基督的见证和我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters know that the theme of the conference this time is God's testimony, Jesus Christ's testimony, and our testimony.
我参加许多特别聚会，但从来没有个特别聚会的主题是这么长的。
I've attended many conferences, but never has a title of a conference been this long.
我再说一遍，神的见证，耶稣基督的见证和我们的见证。
I'll repeat the theme of the conference, God's testimony, Jesus Christ's testimony, and our testimony.
今天晚上我们来看神的见证。
Tonight we will see God's testimony.
我们巴不得从神的话里面能明白什么叫做神的见证。
Through God's word we want to see what is God's testimony.
我们刚才所读的那个神的见证这一句话，
The word that we just read, the testimony of God.
那见证这个字，
The word testimony.
和使徒行传第七章里面有一句话是完全一样的，
is exactly the same word used in the book of Acts.
请我们读一下《使徒行传》第七章四十四节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7, verse 44.
第七章四十四节。
Acts 7:44.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕，是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。
Our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony in the wilderness, just as he who spoke to Moses directed him to make it according to the pattern which he had seen.
这里的法柜在原文是见证。
Here is again the word testimony.
所以应该这样说，我们的祖宗在旷野有见证的帐幕。
And so it reads, our fathers had the tabernacle of testimony.
所以我们普通读到旧约圣经读到会幕的时候，
So when we read the Old Testament, when we speak of the tabernacle,
我们知道圣灵称它做见证的帐幕。
We know that it's mentioned by the Holy Spirit as the tabernacle of testimony.
那这里的见证的帐幕，
The tabernacle of testimony,
和哥林多前书第二章第一节神的见证的见证是完全一个字，
is the exact same word as we found in 1 Corinthians 2, the testimony of God.
所以我们要知道到底神怎么用这个字，圣灵怎么用这个字。
So we need to find out how the Holy Spirit uses this word.
我们才能明白到底在神的心目中什么叫做见证。
Then we will know what is testimony in God's heart.
我们常常说要维持神的见证。
Many times we say we need to keep the testimony of God.
我们说我们要为神做见证。
Many times we say we need to testify for God.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们要从神的话里面来明白它。
Through God's word we will understand.
所以既然旧约有见证的会帐幕这个词，
Even though in the Old Testament there is the word testimony of the tabernacle,
我们就看神到底怎么用见证这个字。
So we will see how God uses this word testimony.
我们现在来读圣经第一次提到见证这个词。
Let us read the verse that mentions the word testimony first in the Bible.
那就是出埃及记。
And that is Exodus.
出埃及记。
Exodus.
第十六章。
Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记第十六章。
Exodus 16.
第三十四节
Verse 34,
耶和华怎样吩咐摩西，亚伦就怎么行，把玛纳放在法柜前存留。
As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony to be kept.
这里法柜两个字。
Again, here in this verse, testimony.
中文翻作法柜，其实在原文就是见证这两个字。
The origin, again, is not translated in testimony in Chinese, but in English it is, the testimony.
所以把玛纳放在见证前存留。
So here it's speaking of placing the manna before the testimony.
那弟兄姊妹就知道，如果你读上下文的话，
If you read the context,
这里的见证很明显是指着约柜说的。
The testimony here refers very clearly to the ark.
所以根据上下文，它是指约柜。
So if you read the context, it's speaking of the ark.
但是圣灵用的时候，他不说约柜，他说见证。
But the Spirit, when he mentioned it, does not say ark, he says testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，在旧约里面，圣经好几次说到见证，其实是指着约柜说的。
So many times God speaks of the testimony in the Old Testament, yet he refers to the ark.
所以你读旧约圣经的时候，
So when you read the Old Testament,
讲到约柜，
when you speak of the ark,
圣灵说这是神的柜。
The Holy Spirit says this is God's ark.
也讲到 the ark of covenant, 就是讲到约立约的柜。
And it's also known as the ark of the covenant.
那还有的时候中文把它翻成法柜。
And,
就是约柜。
And in Chinese it's translated as ark.
这个法柜的意思就是 the ark of testimony, 就是指的见证的柜来说。
And it refers to the ark of testimony.
所以我们知道圣灵是这么用这个词的。
So the Holy Spirit thus uses this word.
这是圣经第一次提到见证，事实上它是哪一幅图画告诉我们，这就是会幕里面那个约柜说的。
This is the first time that it's mentioned in the Old Testament, in the Bible, and it gives us a picture to show us the ark.
所以这个见证，这个约柜也叫做见证的柜。
And this ark is known as the testimony of the ark.
约柜原来是见证的器皿。
Ark is actually the vessel for a testimony.
神把见证放在那个器皿里。
God put the testimony in that vessel.
见证需要一个器皿的。
That testimony needs a vessel.
那个很重要的器皿叫做法柜，或者叫做见证的柜。
And a very important vessel is the ark of the testimony.
那么弟兄姊妹还记不记得摩西四十昼夜在山上？
Do you remember when Moses was 40 nights in the mountain?
神就对他说话。
God spoke to him.
说完了话以后，
Once God spoke to him,
神就用他的指头写了两块石板。
And God with his fingers wrote on two tablets.
那么这两个石板里面乃是十条的诫命。
And on these two tablets we saw the Ten Commandments.
那么这个两个石板，
These two tablets,
那圣经称它做见证的板。
The Bible calls them the tablets of the testimony.
我们好不好看一下出埃及记第二十五章。
Let us turn then to Exodus 25.
二十五章。
Exodus 25.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
我必将我所要赐给你的法版放在柜里。
And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you.
你看见这个中文那个法版的版两边旁边有点点点，就是告诉我们说这个版这个字没有的。
Actually, in Chinese, you can see very clearly that the word tablets is not mentioned in the verse.
所以这个法呢，事实上指的法度。那么有的时候圣经翻作见证来说的。
So many times the word is actually translated into testimony.
所以必将我所要赐给你的见证放在柜里。
And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you.
那么这个见证是指的什么说的呢？
What does this testimony refer to?
这个见证就是指着那两块那个石板说的。
This testimony refers to those two tablets.
我们再看三十一章就很清楚了。
It'll be very clear once we read chapter 31.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
三十一章十八节。
Chapter 31, verse 18.
耶和华在西乃山和摩西说完了话。
And when he had finished speaking with him upon Mount Sinai,
就把两块法版交给他。
He gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony.
是神用指头写的石板。
tablets of stone written by the finger of God.
那这里的法版在原文就是见证的版。
Here the tablets speak of the two tablets of the testimony.
那就是指着十条诫命说的。
It speaks of the Ten Commandments.
那就是指着律法来说的。
It speaks of the law.
神称十诫做见证。
God showed the world the earth the commandments.
那我们刚才所读的那一段圣经直接讲见证，没有讲见证的版。
In the previous verse, we saw it said testimony. It did not mention tablets of the testimony.
但这里是说到见证的版。
But here it speaks of the tablets of the testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们很清楚了。
Now very clear.
在会幕，我们知道有会幕分作三部分。
The tabernacle is split into three parts.
有外院。
You have the outer court.
有圣所。
You have the holy place.
有至圣所。
And you have the holy of holies.
整个会幕的中心就是约柜。
And the center of the tabernacle is the ark.
约柜是个器皿。
The ark is a vessel.
神把他的见证就放在约柜里。
God put his testimony in the ark.
所以这个约柜就称作见证的柜。
So the ark is called the ark of the testimony.
神不只称那个十诫或者律法做见证。
He not only declared the law as his testimony,
那个装见证那个器皿，神说这也是见证。
But the vessel that is used to put that is also called the testimony.
如果大家读出埃及记的话，
If you were to read Exodus,
我们知道见证这个字一共出现了21次。
Testimony, the word is mentioned 21 times.
几乎只有这两个用法。
And it's only used in the context of that we just went through.
它要么是指着见证的版，要么指着见证的柜。
Either the tablets of the testimony or ark of the testimony.
所以每次神看到那见证的柜，神说这是见证。
So anytime we see the ark of the testimony, God says this is the testimony.
什么时候你看见约柜，神说这就是见证。
Anytime you see the ark, God says this is a testimony.
那么这个是出埃及记。
And that is Exodus.
到了利未记的时候。
But when you reach Leviticus,
只有两次出现这个字。
The word is mentioned only twice.
那么圣灵又说见证。
Again, the Spirit says testimony.
你如果读上下文的话，
But if you read the context,
那也是指着约柜说的。
Again, it refers to the ark.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？很清楚的。
So very clear, brothers and sisters.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
等到你读到民数记的时候，
When you read Numbers,
一共出现了12次。
It's mentioned 12 times.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
民数记乃是告诉我们以色列人在旷野里面。
Numbers shows us how the people of Israel were in the wilderness.
那个会幕已经建造起来。
The tabernacle was already erect.
那现在出现一个很重要的词。
Now a very important word comes through.
那个词就是见证的帐幕。
And that phrase is the tabernacle of the testimony.
现在整个会幕，神称它做见证的帐幕。
So now God calls the whole tabernacle as the tabernacle of testimony.
那么这个是希伯来文。
And that is in Hebrew.
我们刚才读到这个使徒行传第七章的时候。
When we read Acts 7.
那是希腊文。
It was in Greek.
就好像希伯来文是约书亚。
It's as if Hebrews is Joshua.
那么到了新约希腊文就变成耶稣。
But in the Greek and the New Testament, it's Jesus.
所以耶稣就是约书亚，约书亚就是耶稣，这个原文是相对应的。
So Jesus is Joshua, Joshua is Jesus. That is a comparable between the original words.
所以弟兄姊妹，约柜或者是见或者十条诫或者整个会幕。
Either the tabernacle or the Ten Commandments.
神说这是见证的柜。
God said this is the tabernacle of the ark of testimony.
有见证的版。
Inside you have the tablets of testimony.
外面有见证的帐幕。
Outside you have the tabernacle of testimony.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那个见证的帐幕，那个见证，
the tabernacle of testimony, that testimony,
就是保罗所说的神的见证。
It's what Paul called the testimony of God.
所以这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我想很清楚的，
very clear.
你知道以色列人他们在旷野里面经过了42站。
You know that the people of Israel went through 42 stations while they were in the wilderness.
那么这个42站里面有两站是最重要的。
These 42 stations, two were very important.
从出埃及开始
Once they left Egypt
你数一二三数到第十一站
If you were to count from 1, 2, 3 to the 11th station
以色列人就到了西乃山了
So the people of Israel reached the Mount Sinai
这是很重要的一站
It's a very important station
那么这四十二站如果你从迦南倒数回来十一站
But if you were to count backwards from Canaan 11 stations
那就是加底斯
It is
Kadesh 我们知道说这两个站是42站里面最重要的两个站。
We know that these two stations are the most important stations of the 42.
那西乃山这一站特别重要。
Mount Sinai is very important.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
从西乃山开始。
Beginning from Mount Sinai.
神才开始在他的百姓中设立他的见证。
That is when he established among his people his testimony.
你如果仔细读诗篇78篇的话，
If you were to read carefully Psalm 78,
因为他在雅各中立见证，
He established a testimony in Jacob.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要记得，
So brothers and sisters, we need to remember,
神为什么呼召以色列人呢？
Why did God call the people of Israel?
我们说他们因为在埃及做了奴工了，
Because we said that they were slaves in Egypt.
他们受了法老的迫害，
They were suffered much under Pharaoh.
埃及乃是为奴之家，
and Egypt to them was the house of slavery.
所以神就把他们从那可怜的光景里面把他拯救出来。
So God saved them from this pitiful situation.
所以以色列出埃及就是我们蒙恩得救的故事。
So when people of Israel leave Egypt, that is the story of our salvation.
神为什么要救我们呢？
Why did God want to save us?
我们从前在撒旦的权下。
Before we were under the dominion of Satan.
我们已经卖给这个世界。
We were sold to the world.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一天你看见神的恩典就
One day His grace and mercy reached to us.
他把我们从埃及就拯救出来了。
He saved us from out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个一点都是不错的。
That's definitely correct.
但是你明白吗？
But you understand?
如果你注意到，
If you were to pay attention,
在这个42站里面，
Among the 42 stations,
前面的十站，
The first 10 stations,
告诉我们说以色列人有神的同在，
Shows us that the people of Israel had God's presence with them.
你看见云柱火柱都和他们同在，
Saw the pillar and clouds of fire.
满了神的恩典，
Full of God's grace.
你看见当他们经过马拉苦水的时候，
As they were going through Marah, through the bitter water,
神能够把苦水变成甜，
God made the bitter water sweet.
他们到了以琳的时候，
When they got reached Elim,
他们遇到12股水泉， 70棵棕树，
They reached 12 fountains and 70 date palms.
棕树在圣经里面代表得胜的经历，
The date palms refer to the victorious experience.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因着神的同在，
Because of God's presence,
他们也满了得胜的经历，
They had many experiences of victory.
他们能来到水泉的旁边，
They could come before the waters.
神常常把他们的苦水变成甜了，
Many times God turned their bitter water into sweet water.
不止如此，
Not only that,
等到他们经过殉的旷野的时候，
As they were going through the wilderness of sin,
神从天上降玛拿给他们，
God from the heavens gave them manna.
因为这个时候他们所有储蓄的粮食通通用光了，
Because all their other food had run out.
他们从前在埃及知道怎么过日子。
In Egypt, they knew how to live.
只要有尼罗河，他们就能够生存。
As long as they had the Nile River, they could live.
现在在旷野里面，什么能够供应他们呢？
But what can sustain them while they were in the wilderness?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
虽然他们经过旷野，
Even though they went through the wilderness,
但是神从天上降玛纳下来给他们。
Yet God gave them manna from the heavens.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们得着天上来的粮食。
So they received the heavenly food.
不光如此，
Not only that,
他们怀念他们当初在肉锅旁边吃肉。
And they thought back when they were eating meat back in Egypt.
他们吵着要吃 barbecue, 他们要吃烤肉。
They want to eat their good barbecue.
神顾念他们。
And the Lord listened to them.
你知道鹌鹑这种鸟是一种候鸟。
Quail is a seasonal bird.
我们知道这种鸟他们普通多半都到一个时候从北非一直飞到欧洲去的。
And actually, what they will do is they will go from northern Africa and fly to Europe.
他们飞到西乃附近的时候，
But when they fly to Mount Sinai,
特别到海边的时候，
Especially when they're by the seaside,
已经筋疲力尽，
They are very, very tired.
实在说来，
Actually speaking,
根据西乃的历史，
According to the history of Sinai,
这个鹌鹑呢，多半是停留在西乃半岛的北边。
Actually, they were actually, the quails actually landed mostly to the north of the Sinai Peninsula.
很少停在南边的。
Very rarely did they live in the south.
现在以色列人是往南走。
And now the people of Israel are going to the south.
那么往南走应该是没有 quail, 应该是没有这鹌鹑的。
They should not see quail in the south.
结果神大概吹了个口哨。
But actually, probably the Lord blew the whistle.
结果呢，这个本来应该是在北边停下来，他们在南边就飞不动了。
And actually, they were supposed to land near the north, but by the time they reached the south, they couldn't fly anymore.
所以他们飞的高度很低很低。
So when they flew, it was very low.
结果神就请他们吃 barbecue.
And then God invited them to have a barbecue.
所以他们吃烤肉实在是，你看神供应他们。
And God really fed them.
到了利非定。
And when they reached Rephidim,
利非定乃是西乃半岛之珠，是个宝，像珠宝一样。
The Rephidim is known as the pearl of the Sinai Peninsula.
那里是全西乃半岛水最多的地方。
That is where there is the most abundance of water.
有人说这是为什么加马亚玛利人要从后面来偷袭他们。
That's why the Bible says that the Amalekites wanted to come and steal from them.
从后面偷袭。
They want to actually come from behind.Attack them from behind.
所以我们知道这个是一个全西乃半岛最好最好的地方。
So we know that this is the best part of Sinai Peninsula.
结果神就借着摩西磐石裂开就流出活水来。
Then through the rock that was struck through Moses, then waters of living waters came
through. 他们第一次碰到仇敌就是亚玛利人。
And the first time that they met their enemies, it was the Amalekites.
摩西站在山上举手的时候。
When Moses raised his arm.
然后你看见约书亚就率领以色列人在山谷里面就打了胜仗。
So Joshua then would gain the victorious victory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在他们还没有在前面实战。
The first 10 stations,
还没有到西乃山的时候,
before Mount Sinai,
他们有神的同在,
they had God's presence,
他们有神的供应,
they had God's sustenance,
有水从磐石流出来,
water came from the rock,
有食物从天上降下来,
food came from the heavens,
神为他们征战,
God battled for them,
神把苦水变成甜,
God turned bitter water into sweet water.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这个以前,
before this,
神与他们同在,
God had their presence with them,
但是神没有在他们中间设立见证,
butGod did not establish his testimony.
那个见证这个字还没有出现。
Testimony, this word had not occurred yet.
什么时候见证出现了呢？
When did the word testimony show up?
那等到会幕建立起来。
That is when the tabernacle was erected.
然后把约柜放在至圣所里面。
And the ark was placed in the holy of holies.
然后把见证的板，就是律法或者十条诫，放在约柜里面。
And the tablets of testimony, the Ten Commandments put into the ark.
弟兄姊妹，我再说。
I will say again.
约柜的里面有见证的板。
Inside the tabernacle, you have the tablet of testimony.
约柜的外面有见证的帐幕。
And outside of the ark of testimony, you have the tabernacle of testimony.
等到什么时候这个一建立起来的时候
？When this was erect.
民数记怎么说呢
？What does Deuteronomy say?
这个不是普通的会幕。
This is not any normal tabernacle.
不只只做神的居所来说的。
It is not only where God abides.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you see that?
神的居所讲到他的同在。
God's abode speaks of His testimony.
重在我们的需要。
It shows of our need.
现在神与我们同在
Now God is present with us
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
在西乃山这一站
At the station of Mount Sinai
神不只顾到我们的需要
God not only catered to our needs
神也顾到他自己的需要
God also catered to his own needs
不只我们的需要要满足
Not only is our needs supposed to be satisfied
神呼召以色列人
God called the people of Israel
要叫神的需要得着满足
So that God's needs could be satisfied
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
讲到神的见证
When we speak of God's testimony
那是讲到神的心讲到神的需要
It speaks of God's heart It speaks of God's needs
见证是和神的自己发生关系的
Testimony has to do with God himself
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that, brothers and sisters?
在西乃山以前
，before Mount Sinai，
以色列两百万人在旷野里面聚集
，2 million people out of the people of Israel in the wilderness。
神供应他们
，God fed them。
神有同在，神他们满了神的同在
，they were full of God's presence。
弟兄姊妹，好不好
？Brothers and sisters，
如果一个聚会满了神的同在
，if a meeting is full of God's presence，
满了神的供应
，it is full of His giving。
带领我们在基督里夸胜
，and in Christ we are victorious。
你说这个好不好
？Isn't this good？
当然是好
，Of course it's good，
但是不要忘记
，But do not forget，
神要把以色列人带到第十一站
，God's going to take the people of Israel to the 11th station，
在西乃山要停留差不多一年多之久
，On Mount Sinai they're going to wait for 1 year，
这一年多神要教育他们。
And throughout this year, they, God is teaching
这一年多，神要把他的见证设立在雅各的中间。
Throughout this year, he is to establish his testimony in Jacob.
雅各不是虫吗？
Isn't Jacob but known as a worm?
虫能够为神做见证吗？
Can a worm be a testimony to God?
这是最奇妙的地方。
This is the most amazing thing.
你如果看看这些以色列的百姓，
If you are to look at the people of Israel,
他们和雅各是一模一样性情的一般人。
They are just like Jacob.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazing.
神说他要在雅各立他的见证。
God said he will establish his testimony in Jacob.
神不只要把同在赐给他的百姓。
Not only is he going to give his presence to his people.
神不只要住在他百姓的中间。
Not only is he going to abide with his people.
神不只要从天上把粮食供给他们。
Not only is he going to give them food from the heavens.
神不只是让磐石流出水来。
Not only is God going to allow water to flow from the rock.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 我们如果有这些，我们都觉得已经在地，好像在天了。
If we have this, we think that it's like heaven on earth.
如果一个聚会充满了神的同在。
If a meeting is full of God's presence.
如果一个聚会充满了神迹。
If it is full of miracles.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果一个聚会充满了得胜。
If a meeting is full of victory.
你说你还要什么？
What should we want anymore?
我们就心满意足了。
We should be satisfied.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的，呼召摩西的时候。
When God called Moses.
神现在要差遣摩西去。
God is going to send Moses forth.
要把以色列人从埃及领出来。
To bring out the people of Israel from Egypt.
告诉摩西说。
God told Moses.
你要把他们带到流奶与蜜之地。
He told them, you shall bring them to the land that flows with milk and honey.
所以就的远程的目标来讲是流奶与蜜之地。
So the long-term goal is the land filled with milk and honey.
如果这是目的的话。
If that is the purpose.
那弟兄姊妹什么路都可以走的。
Any path can be taken.
从埃及到迦南有两条路可以走。
From Egypt to Canaan, there are two ways you can go.
一个是北边沿着地中海的路。
One is going through the north.
这条路亚伯拉罕当初走过的。
This road Abraham actually walked before.
雅各也走过的。
Jacob walked that road.
约瑟也走过的。
Joseph walked that way.
主耶稣的父母也走过的。
The parents of Jesus walked that way.
耶利米也走过的。
Jeremiah walked that way.
大家都知道那条路。
Everybody knows that way.
如果光是到迦南的话。
If you're just to go to Canaan.
那条路就可以了。
That road is sufficient.
但是神有更高的旨意。
But God has a higher purpose.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Do you understand?
如果光是进迦南的话，
you're just entertaining.
现在问题很简单，
it's very easy.
你走北边的路就可以了。
Just go the northern way.
神说我不带他们走这条路。
But God said I will not take them that way.
因为这条路遇见仇敌的。
Because that way you will meet with enemies.
在1984年的时候。
In the 80s.
果然在考古学家发现了一个地方。
Archaeologists actually discovered a place.
那是一个很大很大的军事要塞。
It's a great place where a great military fortress.
那么很可能是 Ramsey the Second， 很可能是兰塞二世，是从那里开始远征世界各地。
And that is where Ramsey the Second began all his operations to conquer the world.
所以你看神的话多么准确。
So we know how accurate God's word is.
神知道说以色列人如果走北边的路，一定要遇见仇敌的。
God knew that if the people of Israel were to go the northern way, they would meet with enemies.
新派的神学家告诉我们。
Modernists tell us.
不可能从南边走的。
They couldn't have gone the southern way.
一定走北边那条路。
They should have gone the northern way.
因为北边有许多的湖，乃是充满芦苇的湖。
Because the north is full of lakes that are full of reeds.
我们知道红海在原文就是苇海，就芦苇的海的意思。
The Red Sea in the origin actually says the Sea of Reeds.
所以不信的朋友就建议说。
So unbelievers actually said,
以色列人试过红海不错。
The people of Israel did cross the Red Sea.
但是是从北边那个最浅最浅的湖那个地方经过的。
But they probably went through the northernmost part where it's very, very narrow.
弟兄姊妹不可能的。
Brothers and sisters,
神的话是很清楚的。
God's word is very clear.
现在问题在这里。
Here's the question.
神有一个旨意。
God has a purpose.
神心中有一个目的。
In his heart, he has a purpose.
如果光是进迦南的话。
If they were to just go into Canaan.
这条路是可以走的。
They can walk the northern way.
但神有更高的目的。
But God has a higher purpose.
神对摩西怎么说呢？
What did he tell Moses?
不错，你要把他们带到迦南。
Yes, now take them to Canaan.
神加上一点。
But he added something.
这一点就决定了以色列人的道路。
And that addition determined the way they were to go.
这条道路乃是根据神心中的旨意。
And this way was according to his purpose.
神说，你把他们带到这个山上来侍奉我。
God said, bring them to this mountain to serve me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是神的山。
This is God's mountain.
那个地方乃是神与摩西相会的地方。
That is where God met Moses.
神从荆棘里面对摩西说话。
God spoke through the bush to Moses.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
神怎么对摩西说话?
How God spoke to Moses.
神说我要和这些百姓说话。
He said, I will speak that way to the people.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗?
Do you understand?
神要在这座山上与神相会。
God wants to meet his people on this mountain.
不错,如果以色列光是去埃及去的话,到迦南地区的话,
yes, if they were to go straight to Canaan,
他们可以走北边路,可以走南边的路,
they could go the northern or southern way.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother and sister,
神说不,
he said, no,
我要与他们相会,
I want to meet with them.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and
sister, 你看见没有?
Do you see that?
这是神心目中的目的。
That is the purpose in his heart.
因为这个目的,
because of this purpose,
现在亚伯拉, 现在神就带领走他们, 带领他们走红海旷野的道路。
So then God leads them to go through the Red Sea, through the wilderness.
所以就经过了实战,
so after 10 stations,
经过了马拉,
through Marah,
经过了以林,
through Elam,
经过了训的旷野,
through the wilderness of Sin,
经过了利非地,
through Rephidim,
磐石流出水来,
rock through water,
马拿从天上降下来,
manna from the heaven,
水变成甜的了,
water becomes sweet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
他一定要经过这些,
they have to go through all of this.
他们需要经过这些,
they have to go through
it.
They have to gain sustenance. They need to grow up.
长大有个目的的,
growing up has a purpose. What is that purpose? That is, God wants to meet them. Do you notice? Once they eat the manna from heaven, they have not seen God yet. Once the water came out, they have not seen God yet. Brothers and sisters, here seated are there brothers and sisters. You've been saved so many years. You've met so many years. You meet every Sunday. You meet 52 times a year. You've heard so many messages. And God has been with you.
神用恩典,
God has surrounded you with grace and mercy.
岁数到年终,
from your youth to your while you're old, God has taken care of you.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brother and
sister,
have you seen God's face?
神为什么带领你走这条路呢?
Why did God lead you this way?
神要见你,
God wants to meet you.
神怎么和摩西相会?
How God met with Moses.
神要与你相会,
it's how God wants to meet you.
那神在哪里相会呢?
Where does God meet you?
神已经告诉摩西说,
the Bible tells us that he told Moses, as the tabernacle was erect,
神要在会幕那里与摩西相会,
God was going to meet Moses in the tabernacle.
神要在见证的约柜的上面在施座那里与摩西相会,
going to meet Moses on top of the mercy seat on top of the ark.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
sister,
现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
神有一个目的,
God has a purpose.
神有一个目的是要和他的百姓相会。
God has a purpose that he wants to meet his people.
所以借着这个会幕, 神要住在他百姓的中间。
And through the tabernacle, God wants to live among his people.
但是更重要的,
but more importantly,
等到会幕建立起来的时候,
as the tabernacle was erect,
换一句话说,
in other words,
神把他的见证 就设立在他百姓的中间。
God established his testimony among his people.
从此以后,
from then on,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他们不只有神的同在,
not only did they have the presence of God,
他们应该要抬约柜, 抬那个见证,
they were to lift up the ark, that testimony.
圣经说到约柜是要用抬的,
so when the Bible speaks of the ark, it speaks of lifting it up.
大卫弄错了,
David was wrong.
他用车, 牛车来运这个约柜,
he used an ox cart to move the ark.
这是大错,
that was a big mistake.
圣经给我们看见,
the Bible shows us
约柜需要抬的,
the ark needs to be lifted.
以色列人他们在旷野里面经过的时候,
the people of Israel, when they went through wilderness,
你看见见证在他们的肩膀上,
the testimony was on their shoulders.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你我蒙恩这么多年了,
you and I have been saved so long.
你我去了那么多的聚会了,
we've met so many meetings.
在我们所在的地方,
and where we are,
如果有50个聚会的话,
if we have 50 meetings,
你们在这, 在奉主的名在一起聚集,
and you meet in Jesus' name,
这是不是第51个聚会呢?
Is this the 51st meeting?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
聚会有什么?
What is in the meeting? It is full of God's presence. It is full of his glory. It is full of his grace.
要什么？
What else do you want?
但是弟兄姊妹，
my brother and sister,
你有没有想过一次？
Have you thought once?
我们从这个大尔可畏旷野经过。
When we go through this great wilderness,
教会从这大尔可畏旷野经过。
When the church goes through this great wilderness,
我们有一个责任的。
We have a responsibility.
当我们经过的时候，
When we go through,
有一个东西在我们的肩膀上。
There's something on our shoulders.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
约柜是需要抬的。
The ark needs to be lifted up.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
神在他的百姓中设立他的见证。
Among his people, he established his testimony.
因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
你看见很稀奇。
Very amazing.
你看见现在以色列人他们不一样了。
The people of Israel changed.
为着神的见证。
Because of the testimony.
神训练他们。
The God trained them.
神教育他们。
God taught them.
神让他们在恩典中长大。
God allowed them to grow in grace.
他们不再做小孩子。
No longer were they children.
所以如果你仔细读四十二站的话。
So if you read carefully the 42 stations.
你发现前十站。
The first 10 stations.
你看以色列人也埋怨。
The people of Israel grumbled.
常常埋怨神。
Always grumbled against God.
很稀奇。
But amazingly.
他们虽然埋怨。
Even though they grumbled.
天上没有事。
There's nothing to happen in heaven.
因为他们还小。
Because they were small.
他们还幼嫩。
They were young.
这个所有的小孩都是为着自己活着。
Many times children live for themselves.
他们从来没有想到为这个更高的目标活着。
They never think of living for a higher standard.
但是弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
只要到了西乃山以后，
as long as they reach Mount Sinai,
那个情形完全不一样。
The situation changes.
经过神的教导。
Through God's trained teaching.
住在他们中间。
And because he abode with them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
在这些人的身上，
in, on these people.
他们不是为自己活着。
Not only do they live for themselves.
他们现在是为见证活着。
But they live for the testimony.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
现在世界上的人，
the people of this world.
看他们的时候，
when they see them.
不光看见他们，
not only do they see them.
因为有会幕在他们中间，
but because the tabernacle is among them.
有约柜在他们中间，
because the ark is among them.
有见证的板在他们中间，
because the tablet of testimony among them.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
这就是神所要做的。
This is what God wants to do.
为什么告诉摩西说你要到我的山上来呢？
Why did God say, Moses, come to my mountain?
就在这里神要设立他的见证。
It is because here he's going to establish his testimony.
你看见吗？
You see that?
西乃山前是旷野。
Before Mount Sinai was the wilderness.
西乃山后也是旷野。
After Mount Sinai also wilderness.
这两条路完全不一样了。
But the paths are different.
他们同样抱怨。
They also grumble.
他们在旷野里面一共抱怨了14次。
In the wilderness, they grumbled 14 times.
所以这42站是14站加14站再加14站。
42 stations is 14 stations plus 14 stations plus 14 stations.
弟兄姊妹，
brother,
但是问题在这里。
Here's the question.
西乃山前的抱怨。
The grumblings before Mount Sinai.
而西乃山后的抱怨就不一样了。
The grumblings after Mount Sinai are different.
你记不记得他们也过了西乃山站以后？
After they crossed Mount Sinai station.
有一天他们又吵着要吃烤肉。
One day they grumbled they wanted to eat meat again.
我们要 barbecue.
They said we want barbecue again.
我提醒弟兄姊妹。
I want to remind brothers and sisters.
西乃山是这个倒过来的三角。
The peninsula is a inverted V. Or actually a V.
所以这是红海，这个也是红海。
This is a Red Sea, this is a Red Sea.
所以明白吗？在西乃山以前他们是在这个海边。
So before Sinai, they are here at the seaside.
那么西乃山以后，他们到了这一边的海边。
So after they cross Mount Sinai, they are on the seaside this way.
他们又吵着要吃肉。
Again, they wanted to eat meat.
他们又想到肉锅旁边吃肉那件事。
Again, they thought of eating meat in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神听他们的祷告。
God listened to their prayer.
神照样差遣鹌鹑经过那里。
Again, God sent the quails.
不过不是这一边，现在是这一边了。
But no longer this side, now this side.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
圣经说肉还在他们牙缝里的时候。
They said, well, the Bible says as the meat was still in the middle of their teeth.
神就击杀他们。
God killed them.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
我每次用牙签吃肉，我才能想起这个故事。
Every time
挑肉的时候。
Every time I pick my teeth with a toothpick when I have meat there, I remember the story.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见同样是鹌鹑。
Again, quails.
同样是烤肉这件事。
The same quails.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
但是你看见。为什么在这个以前好像没有事一样？
Why before this time it's as if nothing had happened?
现在你看见管教的手在他们的身上。
But now you see the judgment hand of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
经过这个管教，他们要长大。
Through this teaching, they have to grow.
然后这个discipline.
Through this discipline, they have to grow.
他们经过这个管教，他们才能够长大，然后才能够。
So through this discipline, they can grow and then carry the ark of the testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们一定要明白这幅图。
We need to understand this picture.
这是很清楚很清楚的。
It's very, very clear.
对我们基督徒也是这样。
For us Christians, it's also the same.
我们等一等再来看它。
But we will see it again.
在以色列人身上。
On the people of Israel.
很清楚很清楚的。
Very clear.
一个是西乃山前的旷野。
You have the wilderness before Mount Sinai,
那是西乃山后的旷野,
and you have the wilderness after Mount Sinai.
而且西乃山后的旷野,
and the wilderness after Mount Sinai.
圣经称它做大而可畏的旷野。
The Bible calls it the
great and terrible wilderness.
The great and terrible wilderness.
如果你去过旷野,
if you've gone there before,
尤其是米甸旷野,
if you've gone to the wilderness of Midian,
那是全世界最美丽的旷野。
It is one of the most beautiful wildernesses.
特别在月亮的晚上。
Especially under the moonlight.
难怪摩西写了诗篇九十篇。
No wonder Moses wrote Psalm 90.
但是弟兄姊妹，为什么在西乃山之后
，Why after Mount Sinai，
那个旷野居然变成大而可畏的旷野
？Why is it the great and terrible wilderness？
因为就是那个旷野。
Because it was in that wilderness。
第一代的以色列人一个一个的倒下。
The first generation of Israel, one by one, they fell。
只有两个人进到迦南。
Only two entered Canaan。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So、sister,
我们要问这到底什么意思呢
？We have to ask what does this mean？
这个和见证发生关系。
This has to do with testimony。
管教是和神的见证发生关系。
Discipline has to do with the testimony of God。
在你没有经过西乃山以前
，Before you cross Mount Sinai，
神没有设立见证以前
，Before God establishes testimony，
你是为你自己活着。
You live for yourself。
你的聚会是为着这一班人在那里聚会的。
Your meetings are for yourself。
你为着自己的享受
you're thinking of yourself
为着神的同在
for his presence
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
do not forget
这是西乃山以前的
this is before Mount Sinai
不要忘记
but do not forget
神为什么把这么多恩典给我们
why did God give us so much grace
为什么给我们那么多祝福
why does he bless us so much
神为什么把他同在赏给我们
why does he present himself with us
有一个目的
there's a purpose
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
神怎么说呢
what did God say
他说趁着年幼的时候我召以色列趁着年幼的时候我召我的儿子从埃及召出来
I called my son out of Egypt while Israel was young
我们觉得以色列人他们在埃及受苦了
We think that the people of Israel suffered in Egypt
所以神呼召他们
So therefore God called them out
这个对不对呢
Is that correct?
当然是对的
Yes it is
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
神说以色列年幼的时候我从埃及召出他来
God said that when Israel was yet young I called them out of Egypt
不只叫他们脱离为奴之家
Not only to leave the house of slavery
神要在他们身上建立他的见证
But God wants to establish his testimony among them
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and
sisters 现在我们看得很清楚
We see very clearly
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters, do you understand? So many times we think we just need the presence of God.
但是不,
no.
无论是个人, 无论是团体,
Regardless whether it's personal or corporate,
迟早有一天,
sooner or later,
我们要被带到第十一站,
we are to be brought to the 11th station.
我们要被带到西乃山这一站,
we are to be brought to the station of Mount Sinai.
当你与神相会的时候,
and when you meet him face to face,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
神就设立他的见证,
then God will establish his testimony.
你看见吗?在所有会幕的器具里面,
among all the utensils in the tabernacle,
神第一个启示的就是约柜。
The first one that he showed was the ark.
因为约柜乃是见证的器皿。
Because the ark is the vessel for the testimony.
里面有见证。
Inside there is a testimony.
外面有见证的会幕。
Outside is the tabernacle testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的见证就在以色列人中间就设立起来。
So God's testimony was established among the people.
那在这里有一个问题很有意思的。
There's one interesting problem here.
这里说到这个见证的板。
It speaks of the tablets of testimony.
我们说见证的板放在约柜里面。
The tablets of testimony were put in the ark.
换一句话说
In other words,
这个十条诫命
These ten commandments
是神亲自对以色列人说的。
God spoke directly to the people of Israel.
神亲手把它写在两块石板上的。
And he used his fingers to write them on the tablet.
代表神直接所说的话。
This speaks of God speaking directly.
神借着摩西也说了很多的话。
Through Moses, God spoke much.
那就是也说了很多的话。
He spoke much.
那也是律法，就是摩西五经里面的所有的律法。
and all the law in the Pentateuch.
所以摩西的律法都是摩西说的。
And the law of Moses was all spoken by Moses.
但是神对摩西所说的话。
But when God spoke to Moses,
是根据神直接对以色列人所说的话。
It's according to the words that he spoke directly to the people of Israel.
神说了这十句话。
Not only did he speak these 10 words,
而且他写了这十句话。
He also wrote these 10 phrases.
很可能四句在一个板上，另外六句在另外一个板上。
Four commandments on one tablet, six commandments on the other.
很可能。
Possibly.
所以我们知道说这个在神的感觉里面
So in God's heart
有的时候神不说见证的版
God doesn't say the tablets of testimony Sometimes he doesn't say tablets of testimony
神就说这就是见证
He just says this is a testimony
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见吗神的律法
God's law
特别神直接说的那个 十句话
And the word that he spoke
这就是我们口中所说的十诫
Those are the Ten Commandments that he spoke.
弟兄姊妹，这个十诫
These Ten Commandments.
神称它做见证。
God called it the testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你看稀奇不稀奇
Is this amazing or not?
这十句话是最重要的话。
These ten phrases are very important.
你如果仔细读圣经的话
If you are to read the scripture.
你看见神把这些，神把以色列人两百万人聚在他的脚前。
The people of Israel gathered before his feet.
他就讲了这十句话。
He spoke these ten phrases.
然后他也把它写在两块的石板上。
And he wrote them on two tablets.
谁说这是见证？
He said, this is testimony.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
现在你明白什么叫做见证
Now you understand what the testimony is.
我们这个不是律法吗
Isn't this the law?
我们今天不是在恩典底下吗
But aren't we under grace?
一点都不错
Yes.
我们在恩典底下我们不在律法之下
We are under grace, no longer under the law.
但是不要忘记弟兄姊妹
But do not forget.
我们如果明白这个世界的意思的话
If we understand the meaning of these ten commandments,
你就明白了
You will understand.
这十条诫
These ten commandments,
如果你把它读起来的话
if you are to read them,
我想弟兄姊妹很清楚
very clearly,
那第一个诫命除了我以外你不可有别的神
The first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me.
第二句话
The second commandment,
不可为自己雕刻偶像也不可做什么形象
You shall not make for yourself an idol or anything under likeness.
第三句
The third phrase,
不可妄称耶和华你神的名
You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
第四句话
The first fourth phrase.
纪念安息日守为圣日
Remember the Sabbath. Keep it holy.
第五句话
The fifth phrase.
当孝敬父母
Honor your father and your mother.
第六句话
Sixth phrase.
不可杀人
You shall not murder.
第七句话
Seven.
不可奸淫
You shall not commit adultery.
第八句话
Eighth phrase.
不可偷盗
You shall not steal.
第九句话
Ninth phrase.
不可做假见证陷害人
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
第十句话
The tenth phrase.
不可贪恋
You shall not covet.
不可贪恋人的房屋等等等等
You shall not covet your neighbor's house, etc., etc.
这就是见证
This is testimony.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们说这怎么是见证呢
We ask, how is this testimony?
很有意思
Very interesting.
许多时候我们读这十句话的时候
Many times when we read these ten phrases.
我们忘记前面还有一句话
We forget that there is a phrase before that.
我们来看出埃及记第二十章。
Let us turn to Exodus 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus 20.
二十章第二节。
Chapter 20 verse
2. 我是耶华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们要问神的律法
We have to ask God's law
或者说这十句话
Or these ten phrases
它的根基是什么
What is it based upon
它的源头是什么
What is its source
它的源头和根基就是刚才我们所读的这一节圣经
Its source and basis is this verse
我是耶华你的神
I am the Lord your God
曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来
who brought you out of the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery
我是耶和华你的神
I am the Lord your God
这是指作神的属性神的所事
This is who God is
曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来这是神的工作
who brought you out of the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery that is God's work
这是神的救赎
that is his salvation
就是根据神所做的神所事的
according to who he is and what he did
然后下面就有了这十句话
then you have the ten commandments
所以弟兄姊妹
so brother and sister
现在你明白吗
now do you understand
严格说来
strictly speaking
这里给我们看见神的律法那个根基和那个源头
the law the basis and the source of the law
乃是神的自己
is God himself.
乃是神的品格。
It's God's character.
乃是神的工作。
It is God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
我是怎样怎样。
I am so and so.
结果你要或者不要怎样怎样。
Therefore you shall or shall not do this.
你要怎样怎样。
You shall do this,
或者你不要怎样怎样
or you shall not do this.
是根据我是怎样怎样
is according to who I am.
什么叫做见证
What is testimony?
见证就是告诉全宇宙说神是怎样怎样的神
Testimony is to tell the whole universe how, who our God is.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see that?
神在以色列人中间设立见证
Among the people of Israel, he established testimony.
神把这十句话放在那里
He put the 10 phrases there.
神说这就是见证
God said, this is the testimony.
见证什么什么叫做见证
What is a testimony?
见证是说到神的品格。
It speaks of his character.
见证是说到神的标准。
It speaks of God's standard.
非常有意思的。
Very interesting.
全本圣经里面。
Throughout the whole Bible.
有一节的圣经，有两节的圣经。
There are two verses.
就解释刚才这一节圣经。
Explains that verse.
非常非常清楚的。
Very clear.
弟兄姊妹很清楚的。
Very clear.
我们一同来看利未记第十一章。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记第十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
四十四节
Verse 44
我是耶和华你们的神
For I am the Lord your God
四十五节
Verse 45
我是把你们从埃及里领出来的耶和华
Who brought you up from the land of Egypt For I am the Lord
你看见这两句话刚才我们已经读过了
We just read these verses
在埃及出埃及记二十章是把它连在一起的
In Exodus, it actually connects the two phrases we just read.
现在圣灵要解释给我们听了。
And now the Holy Spirit wants to explain it.
他把它分开两句，两个句子分别来解释。
And here the Holy Spirit splits that phrase in two.
那四十四节。
Verse 44.
我是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
所以你们要圣洁。
Therefore, consecrate yourself.
我是。
I am.
所以你们要。
Therefore you shall.
我是怎样怎样。
I am so and so.
所以你们要怎样怎样。
Therefore you shall so and so.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
You understand?
为什么这样呢?
Why is it like that?
因为我是圣洁的。
Because I am holy.
你们要圣洁。
You are to be holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
For I am holy.
这就是神的见证。
This is God's testimony. 神
要给我们看是见证的神。
God wants to see us as a test. God is
testimony. 所以不可杀人。
So you should not murder.
所以不可奸淫。
You should not commit adultery.
你们要圣洁。
You are to be holy.
像神那样的圣洁。
Like God is holy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
这个就是见证。
This is testimony.
神为什么把以色列人聚在西乃山?
Why did the people of Israel gathered at Mount Sinai?
神的目的要把见证设立在他们中间。
God's purpose was to establish his testimony among them.
神为什么要住在他们中间?
Why did he abide among them?
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
所以你们要圣洁。
So you shall be holy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你明白不明白?
Do you understand?
因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
等到以色列人守真的顺服这十条十句话的时候。
When the people of Israel really look at these Ten Commandments.
原因在哪里?
Where are the people?
什么时候他们圣洁的时候
Whenever they are holy.
什么时候他们就满足了这些律法
Then they will keep the commandments.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister.
你看见没有
Do you see that?
你如果把它翻成新约的话
If you were to translate into New Testament words.
告诉我们说
Paul tells us.
我们要磨成神儿子的形象
We are to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
这是神永远的旨意
This is the eternal purpose.
这是新约
This is New Testament.
到了旧约的时候
In the Old Testament.
神说类似的话
God spoke similar words.
他怎样是圣洁
How he is holy.
他要对以色列也是怎样圣洁的。
Therefore, the people of Israel need to be holy.
如果把它翻成新约的话的话
If you were to change it into New Testament words.
你看见吗？这些以色列的百姓
The people of Israel.
就磨成了神的形象
Are conformed to the image of God.
这是神的旨意
That is God's purpose.
你看见神爱以色列人到一个地步
You see that God loved his people so much.
把恩典给他们
Not only did he give them grace.
把同在给他们
Gave us his presence.
神要这一帮人活在地上
But he wants them to live on this earth.
完全像神一样
Completely like God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这不是神创造人的目的吗
Isn't this the purpose of the creation of man?
神用他的形象来创造我们的
He created us according to his image
为什么呢
Why?
在那个创造里面
In that creation
根据神说我要照着我们的形象
He said we are created according to our image
为什么神这样做
Why did he do that?
神在地上要设立他的见证
Because on earth he has to establish his testimony
哦、oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是太荣耀的一幅图画
This is a glorious picture
我们许多人觉得我们从前可怜犯罪 罪，我们蒙恩得救了。
So many times we were pitied ourselves, we had sinned and we committed too many sins.
我们得救以后，我们蒙了这么多的恩典。
But once we were saved, we received so much grace.
我们有没有想到神拯救我们有个目的的
？Have we thought that our salvation, God had a purpose?
神要我们在地上做他的见证。
God wants us to be His testimony.
什么时候我们做顺命的儿女的时候
？Whenever we are obedient children.
什么时候让生命从我们里面掌权的流露出去的时候
？When we are children of life and let life grow through.
基督如何，我们也如何。
However Christ is, that is how we are.
因为现在活着乃是基督。
Because who lives is Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
No longer we live, but Christ lives in us.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们很自然的就变成了神的见证。
Very naturally we become God's testimony.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹
？Do you see that?
这是件非常稀奇的事。
It's a very amazing thing.
所以在这里给我们看见。
So here we see.
每次神讲到律法四条诫十句话的时候
，When God speaks of the Ten Commandments, these ten phrases.
那个源头是他的见证。
The source is his testimony.
所以神不说律法，神说这是见证。
So God does not call it law; he calls it the testimony.
你看见吗？神的见证跑到我们身上来，这是律法。
So God's testimony on us becomes law.
你顺服，这是律法。
You obey, that's law.
但为什么顺服呢
？But why do you obey?
因为神有一个式子的。Formula.
Because God has a formula.
但是我是怎样怎样，所以你要怎样怎样。
God said, "I am so and so, therefore you should be so and so."
这十句话是你要怎样怎样。
In these ten phrases, it says, "You shall do."
有根据的。
There is a
formula. 我是怎样怎样。
It is because I am.
我是怎样怎样，这是见证。
I am so and so. That is testimony.
你要怎样怎样，这是律法。
Therefore, you should do such and such. That is a law.
非常的清楚的。
So very clear.
主的话很清楚摆在我面前。
God's word is very clear before us. Not only that. Verse 45.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的。
I who brought you up from the land of Egypt.
要做你们的神。
To be your God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
要做你们的神。
To be your God.
所以你们要圣洁。
Thus you shall be holy.
因为我是圣洁。
For I am holy.
这两节圣经。
These two verses.
告诉我们什么叫做见证。
Tell us what is testimony.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
以色列人从旷野经过的。
The people of Israel, when they went through the wilderness.
神要将在宇宙中设立一个见证。
God had one testimony in the universe.
那是神最荣耀的时候。
And it is the most glorious time.
那神最骄傲的时候。
It is when the God was most proud.
那些人像虫一样的。
These people were like worms.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
But you
有一天他们能够顺服这些律法。
One day they were able to keep the commandments.
他们能够过一种生活。
They were able to live a life.
乃是圣洁的生活。
That was a holy life.
为什么
？Why?
为什么你们要圣洁呢
？Why shall you be holy?
因为我是圣洁。
Because I am holy.
所以这是见证。
This is testimony.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你失败了。
If you fail,
许多时候我们失败了。
Yes, many times we do fail.
如果我们光为自己活着
，If we were to live for ourselves,
那是我们失败了。
Then we fail.
但是许多时候，如果我们代表神的见证
，But if we are to represent the testimony of God,
我们的失败
，Our defeat
就是代表见证的失败。
Our failure then represents the failure of the testimony.
美国的见证是放在许多大使的身上。
The testimony of the United States is on the shoulders of many ambassadors.
他们被送到全世界各国去的时候
，When they are sent to all these different nations,
他们不只为自己活着
，They don't live for themselves.
他们也为着他们肩膀上的见证而活着
，They also live for the testimony upon their shoulders.
我们知道有一个大使在飞机上喝醉了
，We know that there was an ambassador who got drunk on an airplane.
你不做大使，你可以天天喝醉
，If you are not an ambassador, you can get drunk all day long.
你做了大使，你不能喝醉
，But once you're an ambassador, you shouldn't get drunk.
为你自己活，你可以喝醉。
To live for yourself, you can get drunk.
因为现在如果你喝醉的话
，Because now if you're drunk,
你不是你错了。
Not only are you wrong,
你是美国错了
，But the United States is wrong.
这个见证错了
，The testimony is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，你看注意它的严重性吗
？Do you see how serious it is?
为什么后来以色列人过了西乃山以后
？Why did after the people after they left Mount Sinai?
他们有怨言，神的。管教授就临到他们。
Once they grumbled, the disciplining hand of God was upon them.
为什么
？Why?
弟兄姊妹，你看见他们不只是他们自己错了。
Not only were they wrong,
现在他们可能把神代表错了。
But they could have represented God wrongly.
全世界都看见会幕随着他们。
The whole world saw that the tabernacle went with them.
全世界都知道那个十句话是指着什么说的。
The whole world knew what those ten phrases meant.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
不可以贪恋。
You cannot covet.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
他们贪恋那个肉锅旁边的肉。
But they coveted it, the meat.
所以你看见他们肉体里面所彰显出来的。
So in their flesh, what was manifest?
就把神的见证就破坏了。
it wrecked the testimony of God.
神为着爱他的子民。
But because God loved his people,
神管教他们。
God disciplined them.
神一路管教他们。
God disciplined them all the way.
这就是42章的故事。
That is the story of the 42 stations.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
这个见证和神的话发生关系。
The testimony and the word has something to do with each other.
特别是那十句话。
Especially those 10 phrases.
不要误会了。
Do not misunderstand.
我们以为说这十句话只是为着外国犹太人的。
Many times we think that the 10 phrases are for the Jews.
因为我们说我们 10 words. 我们说我们在恩典之下不在律法之下。
Because we say we are under grace, not under the law.
这一句话一点都不错的。
That phrase is very true.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这个律法有两种。
There are two laws.
一个是指说道德的律法说。
One type of law is a moral law.
还有一个就是礼仪的律法。
One other type of law is a ritualistic law.
比方说这十句话里面。
In these 10 words.
九句话都是道德的律法。
9 of the words are moral words.
只有第四句话就是守安息日，这是礼仪的律法。
Only the fourth phrase, remember the Sabbath, has to do with a ritual.
在神的旨意里面。
In God's
purpose. 礼仪的律法有时间性的。
The ritual law is temporal.
它是用在某一段时间，是阶段性的。
It is used in a time and a stage of time.
所以不是永远性的。
It is not forever.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
因为道德的律法。
The moral law.
特别是指着我们神的品格来说。
It speaks of God's character.
所以它是永远的。
So that is forever.
就是在新约底下。
In the New Testament,
我们不再有以色列摩西的律法之下，不错。
No longer are we under the law of Moses.
但是我们还在基督的律法之下。
But we are under the law of Christ.
我们还是在神那个广大的律法之下。
We are under His broad law.
你不能把它推翻了。
You cannot overturn it.
因为这个代表神的品格的。
Because it represents His character.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你读这个十条诫命十句话的时候。
When you read these ten commandments.
你比方说第一句话。
For example, the first one.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
那么新约有没有这样的命令呢？
Is there this command? Is there this law in the New Testament?
新约有同样的命令。
Yes, there is.
有多少个这样的命令呢？
How many of them?
有50个这样的命令。
50 such laws.
我举其中一个例子。
I'll give you one example.
你记不记得有一次保罗跟巴拿巴到了路斯德去？
Do you remember when Paul and Barnabas went to Lystra?
然后呢，你记不记得他医好了一个瘫子，怎么走路的？
And they healed somebody who was lame.
因为那个地方是个乡下。
And because it was the countryside.
所以他们看见就是两个人把一个人医好了。
So they saw that these two people healed someone.
那么因为他们两个，巴拿巴大概是高的，这个保罗大概比较矮一点的。
Barnabas was probably a little taller than Paul.
那么在希腊里面有两个神。
There are two gods in Greek mythology.
一个神是高的，一个神是矮的。
There's one Greek that is tall, one god who is tall, one who is short.
这两个神常常走在一起的。
And these two gods many times walk together.
高的这个神叫做丢斯。
The tall god is called Zeus.
那么这矮的这位神呢叫做希尔米。
The short god is called Hermes.
所以呢他们看见呢这个他们后来就称这个巴拿巴叫丢斯，他们称保罗叫希尔米。
So these people call Barnabas Zeus and they call Paul Hermes.
所以我们从这里才想到这个保罗可能像拿破仑一样个子很矮很矮的。
So it is through here that we think that Paul is just like Napoleon, very short.
因为这个巴拿巴可能就高得很多。
And Barnabas was very tall.
结果呢，你的丢失庙的祭司就牵了牛来，花圈来要拜他们。
And then the priest came over and wanted to worship them.
然后他们怎么说？
And what did they say?
他们诸君为什么做这事呢？
It says, men, why are you doing such things?
我们也是人，和你们一样。
We are also the men of the same nature.
我们传福音给你们是叫你们离弃这些虚妄，归向那创造天地海和其中万物的永生神。
And we preach the gospel to you in order that you should turn from those vain things to a living God.
这句话什么意思？
What is this phrase mean?
除了我以外，你不可有别的。
Aside from me, you shall have no other God.
像这样的命令在新约有多少呢？
A law like this, how many times does it show up in the New Testament?
54次之多。
About 50 times.
比方说，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象。
For example, you shall not make for yourself an idol.
老约翰说，小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。
Old John said, little children, guard yourself from idols.
像这样的话说了多少次在新约里面呢？
How many such type words?
12次。
12 times.
第 第三句话
The third word
不可妄称耶和华你神的名
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain
我想如果我们这样读下去很多很多的
There are many many instances
那像第三个诫命一共有四新约里面有四次
There are four times this law shows up in the New Testament
第五个诫命提到六次
In the fifth law it shows up six times
那么第六句话是六也是六次
The sixth law six times.
第七句话十二次。
The seventh law 12 times.
然后六次、四次、九次。
Six, four, and nine times.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？不只是神在西乃上说了这些话。
Not only did God speak these words on Mount Sinai.
你发现说神今天在旧约、新约恩典时代，神说同样的话。
In the dispensation of grace in the New Testament, God speaks the same word.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
现在你明白那个见证吗？
Do you understand the testimony?
见证是永远性的。
That testimony is eternal.
第四句话是例外。
The fourth commandment is
第四句话说你们你当纪念安息日守为圣日
The fourth commandment is an exception It says remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy
你读整本的新约
When you read the whole New Testament
你找不到一句话
You will not find a word
根本找不到一句话
You will not find a word related to that in the New Testament
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你看见吗
Now you see
这是礼仪的律法
This is a ritual
它是有时间性的
It's temporal
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament,
这句话是用在以色列人身上的。
It is used on the people of Israel.
所以我们不必遵守这个律法。
So we do not need to follow this law.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
虽然如此。
Even so,
安息日不过是影子。
The Sabbath is but a shadow.
那个实体乃是指着我们在基督里的安息来说。
It shows the rest that we have in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
你看你恩典让我们能够满足所有的律法。
Grace allows us to keep all of the law.
虽然我们没有守安息日，
even though we don't keep the Sabbath,
但是我们的确天天在基督里有安息。
But daily in Christ we have rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
在这里很清楚给我们看。
It's very clear here.
这十句话，
these ten phrases,
乃是指着神的见证。
Speaks of God's testimony.
讲到神是怎样的神。
Speaks what kind of God he is.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Besides me, you shall have no other God.
这是神的属性。
That is his attribute.
他是独一的真神。
He is the true one and only God. Not only that.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他要他神爱我们。
God loves us.
所以说，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
So aside from me, you shall have no other God.
神就是爱。
God is love.
不止如此。
Not only that.
不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象。
You shall not make for yourself an idol or anything.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，再读下去。
So if you continue to read.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
You shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
因为神的名就是指他自己说的。
Because his name represents himself.
这是非常严肃的。
It's very serious.
说到他的自己。
It speaks of himself.
让我们记得。
Remember.
这个就是这个也是讲到神的自己。
This speaks of himself.
安息日特别说到神的工作。
The Sabbath speaks of God's work.
我们知道说神工作六天，神第七天就安息。
We know that God works six days and he rests on the seventh day.
所以在出埃及记里面讲到为什么守安息日。
So when it speaks of keeping the Sabbath in Exodus,
讲到神的创造。
It speaks of his creation.
但是我们知道在这个，我们知道在生命记重复这些安息日的时候。
But in the Deuteronomy, when it again speaks of the Sabbath,
那他特别讲到你们原来是在为奴之地的。
It speaks of them, the people of Israel, being in the house of slavery.
神把你们拯救出来。
God saved you out.
所以你们要守安息。
Therefore, keep the Sabbath.
无论是创造，无论是救赎。
Whether it be creation or salvation.
为什么他们卸了他们的工呢？
Why did they leave back the work?
为什么他们什么工都不做呢？
Why don't they have to work at all?
这是很重要的一件事。
It's very important.
因为根据神的工作。
Because according to God's work.
神是六天工作。
God works six days.
人在神是第六天创造人的。
It is the sixth day. That God created man.
所以第七天神安息了。
On the seventh day he rested.
就告诉我们说，人第一天不是工作，人第一天乃是安息。
It tells us that the first day man should not work but rest.
这是福音的原则。
This is the principle of the gospel.
他们在埃及为奴之地。
They are in the house of slavery in Egypt.
他们天天做苦工。
They are always slaving away.
神叫他们卸了自己的劳苦。
But God told them to give up all their work.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
什么叫安息日呢？
What is the day of rest?
守安息日什么意思呢？
What does it mean to keep the Sabbath?
你接受神的工作。
That is, you accept God's work.
接受主在十字 架上所为你完成的。
You accept what he did for you on the cross.
你什么都不需要做。
You do not need to do anything else.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
you see.
这个很明显是讲到神的工作。
Very clearly it speaks of God's work.
所以你如果仔细读这十条诫命的话
If you are to read carefully these ten commandments,
神怎么说呢
What did God say?
神说这是见证。
God said, this is testimony.
他把见证放在一个器皿里。
He puts a testimony in a vessel.
那就是约柜。
That is the ark.
所以约柜就变成会幕的中心。
And so the ark is the center of the tabernacle.
等到以色列人他们安营的时候。
So when the people of Israel, they're resting.
会幕是中心的。
The ark is the center.
约柜也是中心的。
The ark is the center.
等到他们起行的时候。
When they start moving along.
March.
When they go ahead and march.
哎，你就发现说是约柜在前面为他们寻找可安息的地方。
You will see that the ark goes before the tabernacle goes before them to look for a place of rest.
然后这些祭司们要抬着这个约柜。
And then the priests are to carry the ark.
所以很明显，见证在他们的肩膀上。
So the testimony very clearly is upon their shoulders.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这幅图画是旧约的图画。
This picture is a picture of the Old Testament. This is to be used on the people of Israel. But thank the Lord. If you and I are to read the book of Hebrews, Hebrews has a word that are very precious that shows us what does it mean about the tabernacle of testimony. It is very, very precious. The shadow is used on the people of Israel.
所以我们很快看一看这个希伯来书。
Let us turn very quickly to
请大家都看一下希伯来书第九章
Chapter 9
第一节
First one.
原来前约有礼拜的条例和属世界的圣幕
Now even the first covenant had regulations of divine worship
那这里讲到 tabernacle 讲到圣幕
And it speaks of the earthly sanctuary
所以我们特别要记得希伯来书告诉这是世界的
The Hebrews tell us that this is earthly
属世界的
This is an earthly tabernacle
所以以色列人在旷野里面那个会幕是属世界的
So the people of Israel, that tabernacle was earthly
那因为有预备的帐幕头一层叫做圣所
And because there was a tabernacle was prepared the first place is called the holy place
那第三节第二幔子之后又有一层帐幕叫做至圣所
and behind the second veil there was a tabernacle which was called the holy of holies
所以这是会幕的故事很清楚的
this is a story of the tabernacle
然后我们跳下来
and if we to continue
然后我们来看第七节
verse 7
至于第二层帐幕
but into the second
唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去没有不带着血为自己和百姓的过错献上
Only the high priest enters once a year, not without taking blood, which he offers for himself and for the sins of the people committed in ignorance.
那这里讲到亚伦的故事。
Here it speaks of the story of Aaron.
亚伦在赎罪日的时候。
Aaron in the Day of Atonement.
就是每年七月十号那一天。
Every year, July 10th.
你知道亚伦要从铜祭坛开始。
Aaron was to start from the brazen altar.
他要献上赎罪祭。
He will give the sin offering.
献上牛或者羊做赎罪祭。
Bullock or ram.
为着他自己也为着所有的百姓
for himself and for all the people
现在亚伦要做救赎的工作
and Aaron is going to do the atoning work
那很清楚的
very clearly
然后呢他要带着血就进到至圣所
and he is to enter with blood
大祭司一年一次进去的
once a year can he go in
而且一定要带着血
he also has to bring in blood
为自己和百姓的过错献上的
which he offers for himself and for the sins of his people
然后第十一节
and verse 11
现在这里给我们看见
Here it shows us.
为什么旧约有这样的会幕呢?
Why does the Old Testament have a tabernacle? Verse 11.
那个实体已经来到了。
实体已经来到了。The reality has, the substance has arrived.
但现在基督已经来到。
But when Christ appeared,
做了将来美事的大祭司。
As a high priest of the good things to come.
我们都知道我们的主不是亚伦之派的。
We know that our Lord does not come from Aaron.
只有亚伦的后裔能够做祭司。
Only Aaron's descendants can be priests.
但是基督来到了。
But Christ has arrived.
你看见吗?
You see that?
他从十字架开始。
From the cross.
他从铜祭坛开始。
From the brazen altar.
他不是为我们死。
Not only did he die for us.
也为我们活。
He also lived for us.
而且为我们升到天上。
He also ascended to heaven for us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主不是凭着亚伦的等次做祭司的。
Our Lord did not become a priest because of Aaron.
圣经说他是凭着那是凭着这个麦基洗德的等次做祭司。
But it was according to the order of Melchizedek.
那么因为这个缘故。
Because of this,
他经过那更大更全备的帐幕。
He went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle.
换一句话说
，In other words,
他经过圣所，也经过至圣所。
He went through the holy place and the holy of holies.
那不是人手所造的
，Not made with hands.
也不属这世界的。
That is to say, not of this creation.
你知道，不是只做旷野那个会幕说的。
It does not refer then to the tabernacle in the wilderness.
旷野的会幕不过是照片。
That tabernacle is but a picture.
那个本人已经来到了。
The actual person is here already.
旷野的会幕不过是影子。
The tabernacle in the wilderness is but a shadow.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见我们的主现在是经过那更大更全备的帐幕
Our Lord has entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle.
然后不止如此
Not only that.
下面怎么说呢
What does it say?
不用山羊和牛犊的血
Not through the blood of goats and calves.
乃用自己的血
But through his own blood.
只一次进入圣所就成了永远赎罪的事
He entered the holy place once for all having obtained eternal redemption.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这里告诉我们我们的主就是大祭司
Here we show the Lord is a high priest
就像亚伦一样
just like Aaron
从铜祭坛开始
from the brazen altar
从十字架开始
from the
十字架开始
from the cross
从哥哥他开始
from Golgotha
然后经过那更大更全备的帐幕
going through the greater and more perfect tabernacle
然后一次进入圣所
and then enter the holy place
那这个圣所在哪里呢
where is this holy place
我们来看二十四节
let us turn to verse 24
因为基督不是进了人手所造的圣所
for Christ did not enter a holy place made with hands
或是真圣所的影子
a mere copy of the true one
乃是进了天堂如今为我们显在神的面前
but into heaven itself now to appear in the presence of God for us
为什么他进到至圣所
brothers and sisters he's entered the holy place
至圣所在哪里呢
where is this holy of holies
他一直进到天堂
he has entered all the way into the heaven
而且如今为我们显在神的面前
and to presence God present himself before God for us What does this mean?
告诉我们的主不只为我们钉十字架
God not only died for us on the cross
为我们从死里复活
Not only resurrected
而一直升到天上
But has ascended into the heavens
你看见吗从铜祭坛一直到天上
From the brazen altar all the way to the heavens
从地上一直到天上
From the earth all the way to the heavens
那么他经过那个更大更全备的帐幕是怎么经过的
How did he go through the more greater and more perfect tabernacle?
他已经经过圣所
He had to go through the holy place
他已经经过至圣所
And he had to go through the holy of holies
但如果你读希伯来书第四，如果你读希伯来书第第四章的话
，If you read Hebrews chapter 4
你读到第十四节
，You read verse 14
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司
，Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens。
那这里圣经怎么说？升入高天，原文升入诸天的大祭司。
It says who has passed through the heavens。
所以当我们主升天的时候
，So when our Lord went to the heavens，
你请我们记得
，Brother and sister，
他像亚伦一样
，It's just like Aaron，
从哥哥他
，From Golgotha，
然后经过更完全的帐幕
，And going through a more perfect tabernacle，
他到了圣所
，He went into the holy place，
那是升入诸天
，And has gone into the heavens。
所以诸天就变成圣所了
，And heavens is equivalent to the holy place。
但是不止如此
，But not only that。
我们再读第七章
，If we read chapter seven。
你看你二十六节
，verse 26，
圣灵怎么说呢
？What does the Holy Spirit tell us？
像这样圣洁无邪恶无法无玷污远离罪人高过诸天的大祭司。
For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens.
他不只深入诸天
，Not only did he ascend to the heavens，
那是圣所。
That is the holy place.
那是高过诸天
But it is above the heavens.
来到神的面前
And before God.
那就是神的宝座
That is God's throne.
所以你读到哥林第四章希伯来书第四章十六节
When you read chapter 4 verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前
Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace.
哦，天上的宝座不是神主宰的宝座吗
Isn't the heavenly throne where God's sovereign throne is?
代表他的权柄吗
Doesn't it show all his authority?
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
因着主耶稣的工作
because of the work of the Lord Jesus,
那个宝座变成施恩的宝座
that throne because of the throne of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在很清楚了
now very clear.
你看见吗
you see,
那个整个会幕所预表的
what the whole tabernacle represents.
那个我们的地球就好像外院一样。
Our earth is like the outer court.
你看铜祭坛是在外院。
The brazen altar is in the outer court.
我们主为我们钉十字架。
The Lord went to us for the cross.
为我们成功了一切的救赎。
He accomplished all the redemption.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他为我们死，为我们复活，为我们升天。
He died for us. He risen and he rose to heaven.
他升入诸天。
He has ascended into the heaven.
这个诸天就像圣所一样。
And that heavens is like the holy place.
然后高过诸天。
And then above the heavens.
你看见来到神的宝座前。
Enter into the throne of God.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
很简单的来说
simply speaking,
看那个会幕的外院
the outer court of the tabernacle,
就是指我们这块地说的
speaks of the earth,
要诸天就是指的圣所说的
the heavens speak of the holy place,
要圣所就指的神的宝座说的
and the holy of holies speaks of the throne of God.
你再来看
if you were to look again,
在外院有两样东西
the outer court there are two things,
一个是祭坛
one is the brazen altar,
还有一个洗桌盆
the other is the laver.
我们明白
We understand.
既然神在地上的工作,
on earth his work.
在基督徒身上的工作,
the work among Christians.
同祭坛代表因信称义,
the brazen altar speaks of justified by faith.
洗桌盆代表因信成圣,
and the laver speaks of sanctified by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见称义和成圣的工作,
so you see the work of justification and the sanctification.
是圣灵在地上的工作,
this is what the Holy Spirit is doing here on earth.
如果我们到诸天里去看一看,
but when we reach the heaven,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
诸天给你看见什么?
What does the heaven show us?What does the holy place show us? It shows us the table of showbread. You have the showbread. Then you have the lampstand. And then you have the altar of incense. Then you have the cherubim on top of the ark. You have the cherubim in the veil and you also have the cherubim on the mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹你如果都是读这个启示录第四章和第五章
if you were to read Revelation 4 and 5
你看见宝座前的生命
you will see the life before the throne
那个四活物就代表那个宝座前的生命
the four living beings representing life
然后你看见宝座前的光
And you see the light before the throne.
你也看见宝座前的敬拜。
And you also see the worship before
the throne. 羔羊是配。
The lamb is worthy.
那个就是金香坛所代表的。
That is what the incense altar of incense represents.
因为那个香乃代表圣徒的祷告。
Because that incense represents the prayer of the saints.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
在神的宝座前。
And before God's throne.
你还有四活物。
There are four living beings.
就好像基路伯一样。
Just like the cherubim.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看得清楚不？很稀奇，很稀奇。
It's very amazing.
这个就是圣所里面的。
This is the condition in the holy place.
那至圣所呢?
What about the holy of holies?
你看有三样东西。
There are three things.
那是指着神的宝座来说的。
And it speaks of God's throne.
稀奇不稀奇?
Is it amazing?
那首先你看见那里有神的荣光荣耀。
First you see there is God's glory.
所以我们知道当你读到提摩太前书说神是住在靠人不能靠近的光中。
And in Timothy we speak of man living before an unapproachable light before God.
弟兄姊妹等到会幕建立起来的时候。
When the tabernacle was erect.
云彩遮盖会幕
with a cloud covered it
耶和华的荣光充满这个帐幕
and God's glory filled it
连摩西都不能够站立
even Moses couldn't stand
谁能够站立在神不能靠近的光中呢
who can stand before an unapproachable light
弟兄姊妹这个就是至圣所
this is the holy of holies
但是不光如此
not only that
就在天上的约柜里面
in the heavenly tabernacle
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
那里有神的律法
There is God's law.
那个律法是不过那个才是真的 substance, 真正的实体。
That is the actual substance.
因为当初在旧约所摆进的那个只是影子。
And what was put in the Old Testament was but a shadow.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters, 现在明白吗
Now do you understand?
那个律法就掌管了整个的宇宙。
That law is what law is what orders all of the universe.
这个律法就统治了整个的宇宙。
That law is what orders all of the universe.
弟兄姊妹在那里你看见就给我们看见证是什么
Then we see what the testimony is
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这个就是那个整个的实体
That is the actual substance
但是不光如此
But not only that
你看见就在约柜的上面
On top of the ark
有施恩的宝座
There is the mercy seat
那也就是神的宝座
And that is the throne of God
神的宝座就是就神的宝座就这个就是施恩的宝座
And that is the throne of grace
你看见在那里你看见被杀的羔羊
You see the lamb that was slain.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
就在施恩座那里
It's right on the mercy seat.
你看见有血
You see blood.
因着血的缘故
Because of the blood.
你看见神就能与我们相会
You see that God can meet us there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
对于以色列人不过是影子
For the people of Israel, it was but a shadow.
这里给我们看见
Here we see.
神为什么拯救我们
Why God saved us?
借着主耶稣两年前在这个地上为我们挂在十字架。
2000 years ago, Jesus Christ dying for us on the cross.
现在为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Opened a new and living way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
神在这宇宙中有一个见证。
In this universe, God has a testimony.
这个见证的肩膀，这个见证的责任。
The responsibility for that testimony.
乃是放在我们的肩膀上。
Is upon our shoulders.
凭着神的律法。
according to his law,
经过神的标准,
according to his standard,
我们都要被击杀的,
we have to be killed.
我们不可能站立在神的面前,
we cannot stand before his presence.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
因着主的宝血,
because of his precious blood.
而那个宝座乃是施恩的宝座,
and that throne is a throne of grace.
如果神是掌管的宝座,
if that were a
谁如果是Sovereignty, 是权柄的宝座。
If that God, if that throne were a sovereign throne,
你敢来到神的面前吗？
Do you dare come before God?
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因着我们主荣耀的工作。
Because of His glorious work.
因着主在十字架为我们所做的。
Because of what He did on the cross.
现在神的宝座。
Now God's throne.
根据希伯来书。
According to Hebrews.
就是施恩的宝座。
Is a throne of grace.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
看见那个律法有要求。
That law has a requirement.
话有要求。
His word has a requirement.
但是主的恩典有供应。
But the Lord's grace also is given to us.
生命住在我们里面。
The life lives in us.
把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of His Son.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
从此以后。
From now on.
我们从这个世界大而可畏的旷野经过。
We go through the great and terrible wilderness of this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你我不再为自己活。
You and I no longer live for ourselves.
你看见吗？我们乃是也是为着神的见证而活。
We live for God's testimony.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
叫我们不耽误神的见证。
Let us not delay His testimony.
但愿我们能够抬神的约柜。
Let us carry His ark.
因为这是神救我们的目的。
That is why God saved us.
神救我们好像救以色列人一样。
God saved us like He saved the people of Israel.
我们蒙恩以后。
After we were saved.
他不是用天上的玛拿来供应我们吗？
Hasn't He fed us with the heavenly manna?
很多时候我们觉得水真是苦啊。
Many times we feel water is bitter.
我们根本不可能过去了。
We don't think we can live.
结果他把十字架放在那个环境里面。
Then He puts the cross in that environment.
结果那个水就变得甜了。
Then that water becomes sweet.
许多时候我们觉得干渴，我们因着他为我们裂开，圣灵就滋润了我们。
And many times we feel thirsty, but because He was broken for us, then the Holy Spirit satisfies us.
为什么圣灵这样帮带领我们呢？
Why does the Holy Spirit lead us this way?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
let us remember.
到那个时候，神要设立他的见证在他的宇宙中。
God will establish His testimony in the universe.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这因着我们主升天的缘故。
Because He ascended to heaven.
他从铜祭坛。
From the brazen altar,
然后经过诸天，升入诸天
，through the heaven,
然后超过诸天
，then above the heaven.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
他为我们进入了真圣所。
He entered into the holy of holies.
你看见他为我们完成了赎罪的功夫。
He has accomplished the work of redemption.
但是不要忘记
，but not forget.
今天就在神的宝座那里。
Today in God's throne.
一面是施恩的宝座。
On one hand, it is the throne of grace.
就在那里。
On there.
神的见证也在那里。
God's testimony is there too.
神要那个见证。
God wants that testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们蒙恩了这么久，
we've been saved so long.
我们得救了这么久，
we've been a Christian so long.
我们有没有想到我们为着神的见证而活着的？
Have we thought, have we been living for God's testimony?
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
如果你想到整个的宇宙，
if you think of the whole universe,
就好像那个会幕所预表的一样，
it's just like that tabernacle.
你就想起主在十字架上为我们所完成的，
you're reminded of what the Lord Jesus did for us on the cross.
我们真的进入天堂，
how He entered into the heavens.
现在弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
就是在神宝座那个地方，
right at His throne,
也就是羔羊宝座的地方，
the throne of the Lamb.
那里你看见有血，
You will see blood there.
也就是这样，我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Then we can come boldly before God.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的宝座是很远很远。
God's throne is far, far away.
他把圣灵赐给我们。
But He has given us His Spirit.
他把那个距离完全缩短了。
So that distance is shortened.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣灵主不光升天。
Not only did the Lord ascend to heaven,
降下来，
the Holy Spirit descended.
如果圣灵不降下来的话，
the Holy Spirit had not descended,
你要爬到天上才能够进到至圣所。
You would have to climb into the heavens to enter the Holy
Spirit. 感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
圣灵的工作。
But because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是后天晚上我们要说的。
This is what we're going to speak on the next session.
那个距离缩短了。
That distance was shortened.
现在我们能为神做见证。
Now we can be God's testimony.
神当初创造我们的时候。
When God created us.
按照他的形象来造我们。
According to His image.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
要磨成他儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of the Son. Why?
他要我们像他。
He wants us to be like him. Why?
他要我们为他做见证。
He wants us to be a testimony.
我在巴西的时候。
When I was in Brazil.
很多很多日本人在那里。
There are many, many Japanese people.
所以他们只知道日本人，他们不知道中国人。
They only know Japanese people, no Chinese.
那我很像日本人。
And I look like a Japanese.
那我开车的时候不小心我犯了规了。
And once I actually driving, I made a mistake.
那个巴西人就生气了。
And the Brazilian got very mad at me.
Japanese. 日本人
and called me, you Japanese.
我很难过
I was very sad.
我把日本人代表错了
I represented the Japanese wrongly.
明白吗
Do you understand?
我们也这样
So many times we're like this.
我们印着魔印着我们的按着神的形象造的
we were created according to his image.
这个神住在他的百姓中
And his people abides in him.
你不要忘记你要小心
But be careful.
你不光为你自己活着
You are not living for yourself.
你乃是为着神的见证而活
You are living for God's testimony.
但愿神祝福他的
May the Lord bless his word.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊我们把这些话交在你的手里
Lord we commit these words into your hands
如果你觉得好使用这些话
If you feel right please use these words
让这些话深入我们的心内